Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Ayin Ches, 10 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, and we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. We will begin with Akdama of 11 points. Number 1, we will read the Psukim in Parashas Emor, in Parak Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Vav through Chav Ches, as the Pasuk states, Vayidaba Hashem Amesha Lemer, Shari Chesaway Eiz Ki Yavoleid, Vahoy Yeshivas Yom Tachas Imoy, Umiyay Mashimini Vaholo, Yei Ratzal Karbat Ishal Hashem, and Pasuk Chav Ches continues, Vishari Sel, Isoy Vespin, and the next pasuk also continues to discuss the din of a carbon toidah. And although the psukim seem to be discussing kachim, however, our Gemara will explain that the issa of oisav es benoi applies to chulin as well. And certainly, if one is ivan the issa of oisav es benoi, then it would be chayiv malchus. However, the shechita would be considered valid, and one would be able to eat both the mother and the child. Number 2, as we saw in the pasuk, this halacha only applies to shari seh and only applies to behema and would not apply to chayas or ifais. Certainly, this doesn't apply to a purebred chaya. However, the Gemara will discuss what the halacha would be regarding a crossbreed that is a chaya and a behema. And number 3, one could be oiva multiple yisurim, and for example, if he shechs the mother and multiple children, then it'll be chaya for each one of the children he shechs. And number 4, though the Torah states oisei vespinoi and speaks about a shor and a seh, which are all lashon zachar, however, the chacham hold that the issa of Isav Espinai only applies if one shechs a mother and a child, and it does not apply if one shechs a father and a child. And this din will be based on Xeris HaKosov, and when Maisa the Gemara will have a suffix, this Xeris HaKosov now teaches us that we always have halacha that in Choshin Zara'av, who is the Torah teaching us that generally we would have a halacha that Choshin Zara'av, however, specifically by the Ger Isav Espinai, we have Xeris HaKosov that even though we're Choshin Zara'av, but the din of Isav Espinai doesn't apply to a father and a child. However, Chananya's Chilik and Rachamim, even regarding Oisav es Benoi, as he holds that we always hold a Choshin Zera'av, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference if one shechs a mother and a child, or a father and a child, that you would always be Oivan to Issa of Oisav es Benoi. And number 5, the only Issa of Oisav es Benoi is only by the mother or potentially the father and the child, but there is no Issa with the next generation. And number 6, although we have a Machlekes, if the Issa of Oisav es Benoi applies to a father, however, certainly when the Torah states benoi, it doesn't only refer to a male, and it refers to a child that's a female as well. And number 7, the issa of Esav es Benoi would apply even if Reuven shechted the mother or the father, and then Shimon was the one who shechted the child, and Shimon would be oivan the issa of Esav es Benoi, and he would be chayiv malchus, and it doesn't make a difference if the parent or the child was shechted first. In either case, the issa of Esav es Benoi would apply, as Rashi states in Dibur Maskil Vashini Seif, and number 8, the issa of Esav es Benoi applies that the shechita was done on the same calendar day, and therefore if someone shechs the mother a moment before shkia, then shechs the child after tzeisak echavim, they would not be oivan the issa of Esav es Benoi. And number 9, our Mishnah will discuss the issa of shechut echot, and as we know, if someone shechs a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they'd be Chayiv Kares as well as Malkus, as there is no din of Kamli B'Rabbanei B'Degei Kares, and certainly the animal would be Asur B'Achila. However, keep in mind that as we will see in our Mishnah, that if Reuven has the mother that is Chulin, and he has a child that is Kachim, and he already shechted the mother, so Lemaise at this point, it would be Asur to shecht the child on that same day, and therefore we would look at the child as if it's Mechusa's man, and the only time that the Issa of Shechut Echot supplies is only on something that's Royal Mizbeach, and since at this moment this animal is not Reuven Mizbeach, therefore the Issa of Shechut Echot would not apply. Number 10, our Mishnah will also discuss Shechitas Chulin Bazara. And the Pasuk states in Pashas Ru'eh, Ki Yerchak Mimcha Mokim HaShivcha Hashem Alkecha Olasim Shmei Shom V'Zavachtu Mibukorcha Mitzoyncha Hashem Nosal Hashem Lecha Kashat Zivisicha V'Chaltu B'Shurecha B'Chol Avis Navshecha. And we learn out B'Richuk Mokim Ata Zaveach V'Yata Zaveach B'Kir Mokim V'Zalav HaBo Mechlal Asei. And as we know, that's considered an assay, and although one would not be chayiv malchus, however, if one does shech chulin bazara, it would be asur bana. And finally, number 11, that our perek, as well as 5 other prakim in perek vav, zayin, yud, yud, alf, and yud beis, will all discuss 3 similar clauses, benegia the din of that perek. And number 1, they will discuss if this din is noig in Eretz Yisrael as well as chutz laretz. Number 2, if the din is noig while the base of English is standing, as well as shalei b'fnei abayis. And number 3, if the halacha is noig both by Chulin as well as by Kachim. And let us now begin our Perek and our Mishnah. And the Mishnah now lists these three dinim as number one, Isav es Benoi, Noi Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, that the Isav es Benoi applies both in Eretz Yisrael as well as in Chutz La'aretz. Number two, Bifnei Abayis V'Shalei Bifnei Abayis, it's Noi while the Beis HaMikdash was standing, and it's also Noi after the Churban. And number three, Bechulun V'Mikdashin, that's Noi by Chulun as well as by Hegdish. And in Rashi, that's certainly the first halach of our Mishnah, that's Noi Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, is not a Chiddush, as certainly Isav es Benoi is not a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz, and it's not a Chivis HaKaka. And as Rashi states, the Chivis HaGufi, the Chivis HaGuf, the Hegdish Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Chutz La'aretz, and the only reason why Mishnah mentions this halacha is Mishum de Boy Lamema, Bechulun V'Mikdashin, the Istrich Lamel of Mikroi, Kidafim B'Gemara, and therefore Tony Nayan Ba'aretz of Chutz La'aretz Loy Istrich, and Ayan in Tap Tesis who points out that Kivin de Ikad Duchte de Havle Tzeria, Kagoyim B'Rishit Agaz, the Hachyamin and Bishuluach HaKain, and as we will see on Daf Kuf Lam and Chesem Abaz, that five of the six Sprakana mentioned the term and the clause of Ba'aretz of Chutz La'aretz is Shalom Tzerich, as is no Chiddish, and the only time it's a Chiddish is only B'Negei Rishit Agaz. And similarly, the second clause of our Mishnah, B'Negei B'Fnei Abayis, B'Shalom B'Fnei Abayis, is only necessary in our parak and not by the other five prakim. And as Tesis continues, B'Fnei Abayis, Shalom B'Fnei Abayis, B'Kula B'Shalom Tzerich, Levad Me'isav Es Benoi, the Istrich, and the Chiddish in our parak is, the Hava Minod, Kivin the Be'inyan the Kachim Ksiv, Le'inun Le'gel B'Zman the Ikka Kachim, and as long as any of these clauses were necessary for any of these six prakim, therefore we mention it in all prakim. And our mission now continues, Ketzad, and what are examples where someone would be Oivan to Isav Isav Es Benoi, and the Mishnah will bring down 12 different variations and discuss the halachos in all these cases. And Ayin Tesis at the bottom of that Peyam and Aleph, where he actually brings other scenarios, and he states that Tana V'Shayer, that certainly there are other cases, and our Mishnah doesn't mention every single scenario. And keep in mind that since all agree that the Isav Isav Es Benoi certainly applies with someone shechs a mother and a child, therefore when we discuss Isav Es Benoi, we will always refer to shechting a mother and a child. And similarly, even though we will discuss one person shechting both animals, however, as we mentioned Akdama, even if Reuven would shech the mother and then Shimon would shech the child, the Shimon would still be Oivan to Isav Isav Es Benoi. And our Mishnah begins with the first scenario, Hashechet Isav Es Benoi, Chulun Bachot, Shneim Kshirim, Vashini Sefik Zabayim, that if one shechs a mother and a child, and both are chulin, and he shechted them both outside the Beis HaMikdash. So although when he shechted the second animal, he was Ivan the Isav Isav Es Benoi, but both the animals would be kosher, and the one that shechted the second animal would be Chayiv Malkus, as he was Ivan the Isav Isav Es Benoi. And Ayin Rashi who points out that really there is no chiddush for the Mishnah to have stated Shneim Kshirin, and the only reason why a Mishnah mentioned it, Mishnah to Boilum Misli Sefer Shneim Sulin. However, Ayin the second Taban Tesis on that Peyam and Aleph, where Tesis points out that there is a chiddush, as Sal Kedaitach the Mifsel Sheni Mishnah Liseichel Kol Te'eva, Kedarimim Per Kol Abasar, and as we learn, Daf Kof Tesav Avam Aleph, and the Mishnah continues with the second scenario, Kachem Bachot, Harishin Chayav Karz, Ushneim Psulin, Ushneim Sevkin Sabayim, that if both the mother and the child were Kachem, and he did the Shechita outside Azara, so when Shechting the first animal, he was Oivan the Isav Shechutei Chot, and therefore he'd be Chayav Karz, and as Rashi points out, that the one that Shechs the second animal would not be Chayav Karz for Shechutei Chot, as Kimin the Nishchot Ha'imai, Shuvein Roya Ben Lishachet Bifnim, the Pasol Mishum Chosiz Man, Ve'in Chayav Mishum Shechutei Chot, Elam Kein Roya Lifnim, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Achri Mois, the Pesach Elmoy Leviu, Haroy Le Pesach Elmoy Chayavon Lo Bechot V'Loy Loi. However, as our Mishnah continues, that even though it's not considered valid Shechita B'Degei Shechutei Chot, however, both Shechitas are not valid, and therefore both of them would be Pasul and would be Asa Bachila. In addition, there would be Chayav Malkus for Shechting both the first animal as well as the second animal, the first animal because of Shechutei Chot, and the second animal because of the Isav Isav Es Benoi. Rashi points out that although B'Negei the Isav Shechutei Chot, we find the Chiyuv of Karis in Pashas Achri Mois, and as the Pasuk states, Val Pesach Ha'Yomayid Lo Yaviu L'Hakriv Korban L'Hashem L'Fnei Mishkan Hashem Dom Yechashiv L'Ishahu Dom Shafach V'Nichus HaIshahu Mekarev Amoi. However, we don't find a specific lab B'Negei Shechutei Chot, and if so, why would it be Chayav Malkus? Rashi brings the Pasuk in Pashas Re'i that states Hisham L'Cha Pentalo L'Secha B'Chol Mokim HaShatira, which is a lab for Halos Chot. In Masech Tzavachim Andav Kuv Zayim Alf, we learn based on Hekesh Shoich Maila Shom Tyler Visham Tasa and Ma Maila Loy Onish Elm Kane Hizir Af Shechit Loy Onish Elm Kane Hizir, and therefore it's considered as if there's a lab by Shechita, there would be a Chiyuv of Malkus. And the Mishnah continues with the third scenario, Chulun Bifnim Shteim Psulim Vash Hashini Sefer Zaboyim, if both Oisiv Espinoi were Chulin and they shechted inside the Azara and they were Oivan Chulin Bazara, then certainly both of these behemoths will be Asa Bachila, and whether the only Chiva Malkus would be for being Oivan Oisiv Espinoi. As we mentioned in Akdama, that the Issa of Chulin Bazara is only a Lav Haba Mechlal Asei, and therefore one would not be Chayiv Malkus. And the Mishnah continues with the fourth scenario, Chacham Eftim, Harishin Kashil Potter, Vasheni Sefer Zaboyim, puzzle, if both Oisiv Espinoi were Kachim and they shechted both inside the Azara, certainly there was no Issa that was performed with the first carbon, and therefore, number one, it would be Kasher, and number two, no Isurim were done, and therefore, they would be Potter. However, since the Issa of Oisiv Espinoi applies to Kachim as well, therefore, for the Shechita of the second animal, they would be Chayiv Malkus. When Maisa, since his carbon was considered Mechusas Man, therefore, Shechita is puzzle, and one would not be able to eat that carbon. Number five, Chulun the Kachim Bechutz, Harishin Kashu Potter, Vasheni Sefik Zabayim Upasol. If the first animal was Chulin and the second animal was Kachim, and you did Shechit on both of them outside Azara, so the first one, which was Chulin, is Kasher and it's Potter, as no Easter was done, and even though the second animal was Kachim, and Lachar you should be Oivan Shechut Echutz, however, Lemaisa, since it was Mechusas Man, so one would not be Oivan Shechut Echutz. The only reason why you'll be Chayiv Malkus for the second animal is only because you are Oivan Oisiv Espinoi. However, certainly since the Shechita happened outside Azara, therefore the animal would be possible and would not be Butta Bachila. And number six, Kachim V'chulun Bachutz, Harishim Chayav Karis U'possel V'asheni Kosher, which name Sefkin Saboyim, if the first animal was Kachim and the second animal was Chulin and both were brought outside Azara, so since he did Shechita to the first animal, which is Kachim, outside Azara, so certainly he's Chayav Karis V'shchut Echutz and it would be possible. And since the second animal was Chulin and the Shechita was done properly outside the Azara, so certainly it would be Kosher. However, one was Ivan Oisiv Espinoi, and both would be Chayiv Malkus. As for the Shechita, the first animal, you'd be Chayiv Malkus for the Issa of Shechut Echutz, and for the second, you'd be Chayiv Malkus for Oisiv Espinoi. Number seven, Chulin v'Kachim Bifnim, Shneim Sulim, Vasheni Sevik Zabayim. If the first behemoth was Chulin and the second was Kachim, and they were both brought inside the Azara, certainly both would be Pasul, as the first was Chulin Bazara, and the Shechita of the second animal is Pasul because of Mechusas Man, and the one that shechted the second animal would be Ivan Oisiv Espinoi and would be Chayiv Malkus. And number eight, Kachim V'chulun Biftim, Harishin Kashu Potter, Vasheni Sefik Zabayim Upasol. And the reverse scenario where the first animal was Kachim and the second animal was Chulin, and the Shechita both of them occurred inside the Azara, so the first one would certainly be Kasher and would be Potter, as the mice was Kachim and was brought inside the Azara, and the one that did Shechita on the second animal, which was Chulin, would be Chayiv Malkus because he was Ivan Oisiv Espinoi, and the animal would be Pasol, as it was Chulin Bazara. And number nine, Chulin Bachutz Ubefnim, Harishin Kashu Potter, Vasheni Sefik Zabayim Upasol. In the case where both animals are Chulin, one shechted the first animal outside the Azara, which is proper, and the second animal you shechted inside the Azara, and it was Chulin Bazara. So the first one, which was done properly outside, is Kasher and Potter, and by the Shechita the second animal, he was Ivan Oisiv Espinoi, and therefore he be Chayiv Malkus. And number 10, Kachim Bachutz Ubefnim, Harishin Chayiv Karis, Ushneim Sefkin Zabayim, Ushneim Psulin, that if both animals were Kachim, and the first one he shechted outside Azara, and certainly he was Ivan the Issa of Shechut Echutz, and he be Chayiv Karis as well as Malkus, and the animal would be Asa Bachila. And even though it seemed that he shechted the second one properly in the Azara, however, Lemaisa was Mechusas Man, and therefore it would be Asa Bachila, and for the Shechita of both animals, one would be Chayiv Malkus for the first based on Shechut Echutz, and the second for Oisiv Espinoi. And number 11, Chulin Bifnim Ubechutz, Harishin Pasul Upatar, Vasheni Sefik Zabayim Vekasher. And if both of the animals were Chulin, and instead of doing the first one Bechutz and the second Bifnim, he reversed it and he did the first Bifnim and the second Bechutz. So the first was Shechita of Chulin Bazara, and therefore would be Asa Ba'na. However, Chulin Bazara, there is no Chiv Kareis, and there is no Chiv Malkus, and the Maisa the Shechita, the second animal of Chulin, which was done outside Azara, is only a problem of Oisiv Espinoi, and therefore, although the animal will be kosher and mutar bachila, however, he'd be Chayiv Malkus for the Issa of Oisiv Espinoi. And finally, number 12, Kachim Bifnim Ubechutz, Harishin Kosher Upatav Vasheni Sefik Zaboyim Upasol, that if both animals were Kachim, and instead of doing the Shechita the first Bechutz and the second Bifnim, he reversed and he did the first Bifnim and the second Bechutz, so the Shechita, the first animal, which was Kachim Bifnim, was proper, and therefore it's Kosher and it's Potter. And although for for the shchita of the second animal, one would not be chayev because of shchut echutz, as the maisa was mechusas man. However, the maisa shechted kochim outside azara, and therefore be asa bachila. And the one that shechted the second animal would be chayev malchus, as he was ivan the isav isav espinoi. Keep in mind that although, as we saw in our mishnah, that one would be chayev koris as well as malchus for shchut echutz. However, it is only going according to one opinion in Masechtas Makos and holds that the dinner kamli b'rabne doesn't apply to Kares. However, as Tesis points out in Daf Peyam and Aleph, that our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak that teaches us that Chai v'Krish Shalaku Niftu b'dei Kares Asam. And also, as we mentioned in Akdamar, Tesis continues, V'oyid having Motzal Misnei Chulim v'Kachim b'chutzu v'pnim v'chein Kachim v'chulim v'chulim v'kachim v'pnim v'chutz v'chein Kachim v'chulim v'i b'chol hani d'tani yish chidish ikla meimad lo tano hani mishum lek b'hushum chidish v'i lek shum chidish b'chol hani d'tani. And if we don't require that there has to be a chidish in every single scenario that we mentioned in our Mishnah, then tzarech leimer tana v'shayer. So we would have to explain that our Mishnah did not mention every scenario that is possible. And as we mentioned in Akdama, in our Gemara begins, tana rabbana, we learned to b'raisa minayin lo isav esbenoi shnei b'mukdashin, that what is the makar that the isav isav esbenoi is knowing not only by chulin but also by hegdish. So Talmud leimer, as we mentioned in Akdama, that in Parshas Emor, this parsha began with the pasuk of shorei chesav ha'iz ki yivolei v'ho yeshivas yom tachas imai u'miyoy mashmini v'holo yeirotza l'kar ben ishal Hashem. And certainly this pasuk refers to kachim and v'ksiv basrei, and the next pasuk continues to discuss isav espinoi. And as the pasuk states, v'shorei sel isav espinoi leis shchatu b'yei mechad limud al isav espinoi shenoi b'mukdashin. And therefore clearly we see that the isav of isav espinoi is noi by kachim, and the Gemara is bothered that since these pasukim are talking about hegdish, so v'im b'mukdashin in b'chulun lai, so possibly the Torah is telling us that the isav isav espinoi only applies by hegdish and does not apply to chulun at all. However, the Gemara tells us shor hisaka inyan, that if this pasuk is only talking about hegdish, since the pasuk already stated shor chesav ayis ki yivolei v'ho yeshivas yom tachas imai, so this pasuk should have discontinued v'ho isav espinoi leis shchatu b'yei mechad. And why did it mention v'shor yiseh? Therefore, we see that we're discussing a different shor and seh, and we're discussing chulun. And therefore, the Gemara asks v'im b'chulun in b'mukdashin lai, that since shor is hisaka inyan, so maybe the Torah is telling us that the issa of isav espinoi only applies to chulin and not to hegdish. However, the Gemara explains siv vishar vav moisav al in rishain, that since the pasuk starts vishar yiseh, the vav connects us to the previous pasha, and since the previous pasha discusses kachim, so therefore the issa of isav espinoi also applies to kachim. And the Gemara is ima kachim klayim loy av isav espinoi klayim loy, that maybe we should say that since we're comparing the din of isav espinoi to kachim, so just like kachim does not apply to klayim, and even if one would mate a goat with a ewe, and both of the animals were behemoths, the resulting child, which is certainly a behemoth, would not be ready to be brought as a carbon. As Rabbeinu Kershim states, that the pasuk says, Shari Chesev Prat L'Klayim, and if so, the Issa of Issa V'Sbenoi should also not apply to a behemoth of Klayim, and if so, Alam Matanya, so why is it that we learned in the Braisa that Issa V'Sbenoi Noi B'Klayim V'Bekoi, that the Issa of Issa V'Sbenoi would also pertain to Klayim? And as Rashi states, Rachel Shiyoldim and Atari V'Shachta V'Sbenoi, that the Issa would apply. And for now, we will not discuss the case of a Koi, as this will be the Sugya on Daf Ayin Tes. The Gemara continues with another question, V'Oid Seksiv. In addition, how could the Braisa teach us that the Issa of Issa V'Sbenoi would be noy by Klayim if the Pasuk states, Shari Seh, V'Omer Rava, and Rava taught us, and we continue on Daf Ayin Chesom Abayz, that since the Pasuk B'Negir, the Behemoth Da'a Tar and Tomei, so the Pasuk in Pasuk where he tells us, Zoysa Behema Shatechelu, Shor Sek Sov V'Seizim, and the Pasuk could have just stated, Shor Sek Sov V'Izim, and because the Torah used the extra word Seh, so Zeb Bnei Av, Kol Mokim Shinem Seh, Ine El Lohitz Zaklayim, and as Rashi explains, Mid Leik Siv Sek Sov V'Izim, Shma Mino, Dloy Mikri Seh, Achi U Av V'Ima, Kfosim, Oy Shneim Izim, Aval Echad Kesav, Echad Eiz, Loy Avi Seh, and since B'Negir, Issa V'Issa V'Espinoi, the Torah states Seh, so L'Chir, this Issa should not be applicable by Klayim. And why does the Braisa tell us that the Issa of Isav Espinoi is noy by Klayim? And the Gemara answers, Omer Kra, Oy L'Rabbis Seklayim, although we had the limud of Vav Moisav Al Yin Rishoyin, and therefore we have a comparison between Kachim and Isav Espinoi, and we also have the member of Rava, however we have a specific limud B'negei Isav Espinoi, as the Pasuk uses the term Oy, and therefore that teaches us that the Issa of Isav Espinoi is even noy by Klayim. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered, how can you say that the word Oy is coming L'Rabbis Seklayim, if high oy mi boy lil chaleg that the word oyu is required in order to teach us one is chayev for the isav isav es b'noi, either for shechting the shor and its child, or for shechting the seh and its child, and there's no requirement to shech both a shor and a seh as well as a child. And therefore, we don't have the extra word of oy. The rabbi says a klayim, and as the gemara continues, the salkadai chamina that if the pasuk would have just stated b'shor v'seh isav es b'noi leis shchatu b'yim echad, then one would have a hamina ad the shachet shor b'noi seh b'noi leim chayev, that the only way that one would be chayev for the isav isav es b'noi is only once someone shechs four animals and they shech the shor and its child as well as the seh and its child. That's why the pasuk had to state the word oy l'chalek. However, the gemara responds that we don't need the word oy l'chalek as l'chalek b'noi nafka, and since the pasuk states isav es b'noi and it uses lashon yachid, so therefore we see that we're only talking about one child, and the issa doesn't only apply with one shechs the child of a shor as well as the child of a seh. However, the gemara continues v'katrim b'yilu l'chatanya, that really we still need the word oy for the following, as ilu nemeshor v'seh u'b'noi, as if the Torah would only state the word shor and seh as well as the word b'noi, ha'yisi oymat shishchet shor v'seh u'b'noi, then even though the word b'noi is a lashon yachid, one would still have a habmina, then in order to be oyvod isav isav es b'noi, one would have to shech three animals, and they would have to shech the shor as well as the seh, as well as one of their children, tamalim ashar oyseh oysoy ves b'noi, and therefore the Torah used the extra word oy in order to teach us l'chaleg, and if so, the word oy is not extra, and how can you learn oy l'rabbis is aklayim, and the Gemara states, my la me oy nafkalei, and the Gemara's hamina right now is that we learned this added extra word oy, and therefore it's not extra, and we could not learn oy l'rabbis is aklayim. However, the Gemara responds that the b'raisa does not mean that we would learn this added word oy, but loy me oysoy, but this limud is from the word oysoy, as the pasuk states, oysoy ves b'noi, and the word oysoy is also lashon yachid, and therefore even without the word oy, we would still know that the isav oysoy ves b'noi would apply even if someone shechs only the shor and his child, or a seh and his child, and therefore the word oy is extra, and we learn out the rabbis is a klayim. However, the gemara continues, honich l'rabbon de miyasulu oysoy, el chananya d'loy miyasle oysoy, l'chalik min olei, that this explanation that the word oysoy teaches us l'chalik works out very well according to the Shita Chachamim that we will see later on the Amid, that a chilek on Chananya, and they will learn from the word Oysai that the Issa of Oysav Es B'noi applies not only to a mother and a child, but also to a father and a child, and if so, they could use the word Oysai l'chaleg, and then the word Oy is extra, and we learn out l'rabbis is aklayim. However, according to Chananya, they will actually use the word Oysai, so he doesn't have the word Oysai l'chaleg, and it must be that the way we know l'chaleg is from the word Oy, and if so, what would his makar be that the Issa of Oysav Es B'noi even applies to klayim? And the Gemara explains l'chalek leitzar kra de sabla kra b'yenison, in a chanami he doesn't require the word oy in order to teach us l'chalek based on the din of Rabbi Yenison that we will see in a moment, and therefore he has the extra word oy l'rabbis to klayim. And where do we see this din of Rabbi Yenison? The Tanya, and as we learned in the Braisa that the pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim states ki ish ish ashi kalas av ves imoy moisumas av imoy kilel dama boy, and Rabbi Yeshi is bothered that ain li ela av imoy, that since the pasuk states that he's mekalas av ves imoy, so it's mashma that he has to curse both his father and his mother av vishlo imoy v'imoy shlo av menayin. And how do we know that the same halacha would apply if someone cursed their father and not their mother, or they cursed their mother and not their father? Amud leimus to the end of the pasuk stated av v'imoy kilel av kilel imel kilel divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that since at the beginning of the pasuk the Torah mentions the word yikalel next to the word aviv, and at the end of the pasuk the Torah mentions the word kilel next to the word imoy, therefore the Torah is telling us that it doesn't make a difference if one cursed their father and not their mother, or their mother and not their father, that it would still be oyvan this iser. And as Rashi says, claiming betchilas hamikras samach klal aviv v'seif hamikras samach klal imoy lemeim da oyhai oyhai. And certainly we see that according to Rabbi Yeshua, when the Torah states the words es aviv imoy, one would actually have a habmina that one has to curse both their father and the mother. And similarly, when the Torah states shari seh, one would have a habmina that the isav isav es b'noi would only apply if one shechs both the shor and the seh as well as their child. Certainly, the fear of Rabbi Yeshua, we would require the word oy or the word oysai in order to be mechaleg. However, the Bryce continues, Rabbi Yenison oymer mash b'shneim ke'echad u'mash b'echad b'fnei atzmai ashiyif l'cha kasov yachtov, just by the fact that the Torah stated ashi yikalos av ves imoy, certainly we would understand that even if someone only cursed their father or only cursed their mother, they'd be oyvan this iser. And the only time that the Torah means dafka both things together is only when the Torah mentions the word yachtov, as we find in Rabbeinu Pashuk Kisitze, Loisachrish Beshor Vachamor Yachtov, and Loisil Beshatnis, Temu Pishtim Yachtov, and therefore when the Torah states Beshor Yisel, Yisel Vespinoy, Loisachatu Beimechod, so certainly we know that one cannot shecht either the Shor or the Set together with that child, and we don't need the word Oy Lechalek, and therefore even for Yichananya, the word Oy is extra, and would come L'Rabbis as a Klayim. Now that the Gemara mentioned the Machlikis between Chananya and Rabbanon, so the Gemara will now explain this Machlikis, and we already mentioned this in Akdama, and as the Gemara continues, my Chananya, my Rabbanon, the Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Chachamim, that the Gemara and Daf Ayin Tesamid Aleph will define as Rabbi Yehuda, that they hold that the Issa of Ois Vespinoi, Noig bin Akevois, Ve'in and Noig Bischorim, that the only time that the Issa of Ois Vespinoi applies is only if the parent that was shechted was the mother. However, one would not be even the Issa of Ois Vespinoi if one shechts the father and the child. However, Chananya Oimer, Noig bin Bischorim, Ve'in and Akevois, that the Issa of Ois Vespinoi doesn't only apply to a mother and a child, and also applies to one that shechts a father and a child. And the Gemara continues, my time in Rabbanon, that was the Makar and the reason for the Rabbanon. The Tanya, as we learned to Raisa, Yochel Yeh, Ois Vespinoi, Noig bin Bischorim, Ve'in and Akevois, that Rabbanon teaches us that one would have had a Hamina, that the Issa of Ois Vespinoi would apply if someone shechts a mother and a child, or if someone shechts a father and a child. However, the Braisa continues and is bothered as to how someone would have such a havmina, as Vidunu, as L'chayr, the Sefer should be just the opposite, as Chiyav Keran, V'chiyav Be'im Alabonim, since we find two Yisrim in the Torah, and we find the Issa of Ois Vespinoi, and we also find a similar Issa by Shluach HaKain, and as we find that one is not allowed to take the mother and the children, and Makash Shechiyav Be'im Alabonim, Be'kevus V'loi Bescharim, and since we know that the Issa of Shluach HaKain only applies to a mother and its offsprings, not to a father and its offspring, and as Rashi states, that this is based on a pasuk in Pashuk Yisaitze that states, Ve'im Roivetzes, and we learn, V'loi Av Roivetz, and therefore, Afka Shechiyav Kam, B'nekevus V'loi Bescharim, and therefore, the Issa of Ois Vespinoi should only apply by Nekevus and not by Scharim, and should only apply if someone shechts a mother and a child, and not a father and a child. However, the Gemara responds, Loi, that you can't compare the case of Shluach HaKain and the case of Ois Vespinoi, as Imma Mata Be'im Alabonim, that even though it's true that B'negeya Shluach HaKain, that it only applies to a mother and its offspring, but that's because Shekein Lo Yosba Mezumin K'sheinu Mezumin, and since we know that Issa only applies by Hefgar, and as the Pasuk states, Ki Yikare, and as we will learn on Daf Kuflam and Tesam and Beis, Prat L'Mezumin, Klemar, Oif Shaloi, Enechaya B'Shiluach, and therefore we see that this Issa is limited, so possibly that is why it's also limited to a mother and its offspring, and not to the father and its offspring. However, Tanya B'Issa V'Espinoi, Sh'Asa B'Y Mezumin K'sheinu Mezumin, however, since the Issa of Issa V'Espinoi is not as limited, and even applies to one's own behemoths, so maybe the Issa would not be limited to the mother and child, and the Issa would also be on a father and child, and therefore the Chacham explained, Tabad Loima Isai, Echad V'Loi Shnayim, and that's why B'negeo Issa V'Espinoi, the Torah used the word Lashon Isai, which is Lashon Yochid, in order to teach us that this Issa only applies to one in appearance, and right now the Braisa still does not have Makar as to which parent it would apply to. Therefore the Braisa continues, Acha Shechilak HaKosav Zechisil Adin, now that we see that the Torah actually tells us that the Din of Ois Vespinoi only applies to one parent, so we now see that the Din of Ois Vespinoi is similar to the Din of Shiluach HaKan, and therefore we could once again compare the Din of Ois Vespinoi and Shiluach HaKain, and therefore we learn Chiyav Kan V'Chiyav Be'im Alabonim Makh Shechiyav Be'im Alabonim B'Nekevus V'Loi Bescharim Afk Shechiyav Kan B'Nekevus V'Loi Bescharim, and since we saw that B'Negei Shiluach HaKain it only applies to the mother and its offspring and not to the father and the offspring, so therefore B'Negei Ois Vespinoi, once we already proved that it only applies to one parent, so it would also apply only to the mother and child, and not to a father and child. And the Braisa continues, Vim Nafshech Loimar, and even if you will have a question as to the Svara, I could still bring you a raya from the Pasuk itself, as the Pasuk states, B'noi, Misha B'noi Karach Achrov, Yotze Zocha She'im B'noi Karach Achrov, that since in the Pesukim B'negei Ois Vespinoi, the Torah specifies B'noi, so the Torah is teaching you that this Issa only applies to the parent that generally a child will cling to, and certainly this refers to a mother and not to a father, and therefore the Issa of Ois Vespinoi doesn't apply to a father and a child. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered, Mayim Nafshecha Loimar, that L'chir, if the Braisa already brought a Svara, so what is it that is bothering the Braisa that we then had to use a limud from the word Benoi? And the Gemara explains that the Braisa was bothered that V'chitema Ois Zachmashma, and if you will taina that although B'negei Shluach HaKain, it certainly is referring to the mother and child, and not to the father and child, but that's because the Pasuk pasuk specifically tells us that it's referring to the mother. There are three times in the pasuk that the Torah mentions the word aim, and as the pasuk states, va'im revetz ala freichim, and the pasuk also states le'sika cha'im ala banim, and the pasuk says shaleich tishalach ha'im v'sa banim tikach lach, and therefore it only refers to the mother and its offspring. However, b'negei oisav espinoi, since the Torah used lashon zachar and it stated oisai, so possibly this exeris hakosev that this only applies to the father and the child and not to the mother and child, and that's why we require the word b'noi. And as the Gemara continues, as we explained, and when Maisa, based on the maskon of the Braisa, it comes out that the real limud as to how we know that the Issa of Oisav es Benoi only applies to a mother and child and not to a father and child is not from the word Oisai, but instead it's from the word Benoi, and that's why 9 lines from the top of our Amid, the Gemara stated, that our Gemara works out very well, according to Rabbanon, that do not dashin anything from the word oisai, therefore they use the word oisai l'chaleg, therefore they had the extra word oi l'rabbi sesaklayim, and we continue on daf ayin tesam naliv, and the Gemara now explains the sheet of Chananya, that he holds that the issa of oisav es benoi doesn't only apply to a mother and a child, and also applies to a father and a child, and as our Gemara continues, ul'chananya ksiv oisai d'mashma zachar, that since the pasuk used the term oisai, so it's mashma that we're referring to a father, and the ksiv benoi, misha benoi karach achrov d'mashma nekeva, and since the pasuk used the term benoi, which we already explained refers to a child that is attached to its mother, and it was therefore mashma that the issa of oisav es benoi applies to a mother and child, and hilkach noig bein bizchar and bein benekevais, and this is the makar that Chananya learns, that the issa of oisav es benoi doesn't only apply to a mother and child, but it also applies to father and child, and clearly Chananya required the word oisai, and that's why 9 lines from the top of that ayin chesem and beis, the Gemara stated, el Chananya delay miasle oisai l'chalk minolei, and before we finish, let us go back to a few ideas, and as Rashi points out, b'negei the pasuk of ki ish ish ashi yikalas oves ima mois yumas ovi ima kilo dom boy, and ayin Rashi and diba maskel rabbi yinsen imer, the ovi ima mashmanami oi hai oi hai, v'sevi dekor l'drosh v'chino l'hovi yisem makal l'achem and the end of the pasuk is coming to teach us that even after one's parents die, that they would still be chayev for being mekalel their father or their mother. And also at the top of daf ayin chesem and beis, where Rav mentioned that for the word says zebnei av kol makom shnei maseh in al loitzas aklayim, we explain that this limud is from the pasuk in Pasher A that discusses the behemot meyos and tahirais. However, ayin the top thesis and thesis states the miseh the pesach of binyan av ayin sham. Also ayin Rashi miseches baba. That points out Pirish Betaisis the binyan av the rova mises said the pesach kama the chin Pirish gam rived zal the guy pesach siv sem yoso the siv yichul hem ishtel obeis obeis and the siv set tam zocha ben shana shleha yitzarach leimel zocha tam yilachem and the lam chaz of the kosov set tamim lag mura almo the kol mokim shna mesel lohitzis aklayim. Also ayin the second tesis in our perek and daf ayin ches ben aleph with tesis bothered that why the gemara have a hamina that the Oisav es Benoi would not be noy by Hegdish, even if it wouldn't have stated in the Psukim of Hegdish, but instead is Issa Stama, and therefore certainly should apply even by the Gay Hegdish, as Taisa states, Vim Taima, and Mai Sakhadaitat, Lay Ari Krab Mudashin, Hostomaksiv, and Ayin Taisa, how he explains Agmara, and also Ayin the third to the bottom Taisa, and up Ayin Chasim Abbeis, where he's bothered that according to Rabbi Yesha, even when the Torah doesn't say the word Yachtav, we would always explain that there's a requirement for both of these items, and if so, why did the Torah have to say, Sachish Bishar Bechamo Yachtov, and why did Terry have to mention the word Yachtov, but the Geir Shatnez, Ayin in Taisvis, and Ayin the second to bottom Taisvis on the Omid, where Taisvis points out that when the Gemara initially stated, Makash Shechir Be'im Alabonim Ben Akevis Vloy Bischarim, the aim to crumb Mashbway Dafka, and the Drosha isn't because it's a derech of the mother to be Uri Vetzes, but it's because that since the Pasuk already mentioned the aim, so the Pasuk didn't have to say again, Shalech to Shalach Hasaim, and instead it could have just stated, Shalech to Shalchena, and finally, let us read the Chinuch Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Dalid, where the Chinuch brings two reasons for the Issa of Oisav es Benoi. And number one, he states Bishrashi Mitzvah, Shiyitin Ha'adam Alibay Ki Ashkachas Hashem Baruch Hu Al Kol Mini Balechayim Bechlal Ve'im Ashkachas Aleim. And since his Ashkach is on the behemoth, so Yiskay Mul Olam, so a specific species of an animal will never become extinct, as Ki Ashkachas Bidvarim Zeu Kiyumam Val Kein Lo Yivatul Min Aminim Lagamri Kol Yimei Oilam, the Afa Pish Ashkachas al Mina Odom Prat, Loi King Mini Shah Balichayim, El Der Klaub, Min Yosem Hashem Yeshkachasim Baruch Hu V'alkeinu No Meluch Leseilam V'anofa B'yachal Ramizeh. Therefore, Hakadosh Baruch Hu made an iser that we cannot shech the mother and its offspring on the same day. And the chinuch continues V'oidnu Chaloyma Shehu L'kvoy B'nafshenu Midas Hachemlo Olahach Midas Hachzori Shei Midura V'alkein Afu Pishit Lano Akel Mini Balik Chayim L'mechisenu Tzivonu L'chbal Nerego Yisiv Espinoy B'yachal L'kvoy B'nafshenu Midas Hachemlo. And there's one more cloud that we did not mention in the Akdama, that the Issa of Yisiv Espinoy is only relevant when someone shechs both the mother and the child. However, one would not be over on this Isser if they shech the mother and then kill the child, or one kills the mother and then shechs the child, etc. And we will stop over here.